Thank you for calling the Dinolove Story Hotline. This is The Last Night of the World by Ray Bradbury. What would you do if you knew this was the last night of the world? What would I do, you mean? Seriously? Yes, seriously. I don't know. I hadn't thought. She turned the handle of the silver coffee pot towards him and placed the two cups on their saucers. He poured some coffee. In the background, the two small girls were playing blocks on the parlor rug in the light of a green hurricane lamp. There was an easy, clean aroma of brewed coffee floating through the air. "We'll better start thinking about it," he said. "What do you mean?" said the wife. He nodded. "A war?" He shook his head. "Not the hydrogen or atom bomb?" "No." "Or germ warfare?" "None of those," he said, stirring his coffee slowly and staring into the black depths. "But just closing of a book, let's say." "I don't think I understand." "No, nor do I, really. It's just a feeling. Sometimes it frightens me. Sometimes I'm not frightened at all, but peaceful." He glanced in at the girls, and their yellow hair shining in the bright lamplight, and lowered his voice. "I didn't say anything to you. It first happened about 4 nights ago." "What?" "A dream I had. I dreamt that it was all going to be over, and a voice said it was. Not any kind of voice I can remember, but a voice anyways. And it said that things would stop here on Earth. I didn't think too much about it when I awoke the next morning. But when I went to work, and the feeling as with me all day, I caught Stan Willis looking at the window in the middle of the afternoon, and I said, 'Penny for your thoughts, Stan.' And he said, 'I had a dream last night.' And before he could even told me the dream, I knew what it was. I could have told him, but he told me, and I listened to him. Yes, I told Stan I had dreamt it too. He didn't seem surprised. He relaxed, in fact. Then we started walking through the office, for the hell of it. It wasn't planned. We didn't say, 'Let's walk around.' We just walked on our own. And everywhere we saw people looking at their desks or their hands or out the window and not seeing what was in front of their eyes. I talked to a few of them. So did Stan. And they all had the dream? All of them. The same dream. No difference." "Do you believe in the dream?" "Yes. I've never been more certain." "And when will it stop? The world, I mean." "Sometime during the night for us, and then as the night goes on around the world, those advancing portions will go too. It'll take less than 24 hours for it to all go." They sat there a while, not touching their coffee. Then they lifted it slowly and drank, looking at each other. "Do we deserve this?" she said. "It's not a matter of deserving. It's just that things didn't work out. I noticed you didn't even argue about this." "Why not?" "I guess I have a reason," she said. "Same reason everyone at the office had?" She nodded. "I didn't want to say anything. It happened last night, and the women on the block are talking about it, just among themselves." She picked up the evening newspaper and held it towards him. "There's nothing in the news about it." "No. Everyone knows. So what's the need?" He took the paper back and sat in his chair, looking at the girls and then at her. "Are you afraid?" "No, not even for the children. I always thought I would be too frightened to death. But I'm not." "Where's that spirit of self-preservation that scientists talk so much about?" "I don't know. You don't get too excited when you feel these things are logical. This is logical. Nothing else but this could have happened from the way we've lived." "We haven't been too bad, have we?" "No. Nor enormously good. I suppose that's the trouble. We haven't been very much of anything, except us. While a big part of the world was busy being lots of quiet, awful things." That was The Last Night of the World by Ray Bradbury. For previous Dinolove stories, visit the archive at kirkwoodpubliclibrary.org.